Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Wildcat by Max Munro, narrated by Jeremy York and Ava Erickson. Intro. Quinn Bailey, the New York Mavericks. Number 9, quarterback. Height, 6'6". Weight, 228 pounds. Age, 28. Alma mater, Alabama. Last season stats, touchdowns, 32. Interceptions, 7. Yards, 4,478. Rating, 103.1. You see all of those O's? That's my team, the New York Mavericks. And that little circle in the center with the letters QB? That's me, Quinn Bailey. I'm the quarterback, and funnily enough, my initials match my job title. Some call it coincidence, but I call it kismet. I was born to eat, sleep, and breathe Mavericks football. Now the X's, well, they're the other team. You can forget about them because they don't fucking matter. When I get done with them, all you'll remember is me. Trust me, I'll make it good. Are you ready to play? Chapter 1. Quinn. My phone buzzed as I ducked my head to fit through the door onto my flight, and I glanced down to see who it was. Instantly, pain exploded above my eye and pulsed along with my heartbeat. "Ow! Fuck!" I muttered, rubbing at the spot I'd just knocked against the hard metal of the airplane's exterior. Day after day of eating dirt and turf, compliments of some of the biggest guys in the world, and I was going to end up in the hospital from something as simple as boarding my flight. "Walking and texting," a flight attendant said with a sigh, shaking his head. "Hazardous to your health, I tell you. Just last week, I missed a step on the sidewalk in front of Bloomingdale's." "Wow," I commiserated. "That sucks. Did you get hurt?" His voice was somehow grave and shrill at the same time.
"I spent $400 in there after I fell into the sale sign. $400 meant for things like eating and self-maintenance. I had to skip breakfast this morning, and my eyebrows are making a bid to become one. Trust me, it's still hurting."
I laughed at his tale of woe and decided immediately I liked him. I glanced up again to survey his features, noting he was groomed to the nines. Even his so-called overgrown eyebrows had plump, friendly cheeks and blue eyes that sparkled. I wonder if he's my brother's type. Taking my life into my own hands, I focused back on my phone as I navigated the short aisle to my seat in the second row. A text from my brother sat waiting for me. "Speak of the devil. Denver.
Did you make it on to the off-brand death trap yet?"
Kicking my bag under the seat, I settled into the leather and typed out a response. "Me. Just sat down. And there were no flights left on any of the major airlines, so it was either this, FedEx, or you don't see me. Denver.
Royal Air sounds like a one-guy operation with a Prince Harry complex. At least FedEx is a global corporation. They probably could have fit you into their cargo bay. They must haul oversized loads occasionally, right?"
Apparently, my brother was an airline snob. You'd think he worked for Delta or something. Royal Air was actually a pretty nice, new-to-the-scene airline. Sure, their seats could have been a little more accommodating for a man my size, but it wasn't like the major airlines had lazy boy recliners. Me. Ha, ha. I'm laughing so hard my sides hurt. And to think I was going to set you up with a cute guy I just met. Denver.
My straight brother picking out men for me? Jesus, take the wheel. Tell me, how big was the pool of gay men you selected him from today? -1?
Me. So what if he's the only potential mate I met for you today? He could be great. You don't know. Denver.
Right.
Me. Fine, but you're missing out. Denver.
Sweet baby kittens. You've bonded with the random gay man.
Me.